from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If Love and Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair.
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
That's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it.
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mode in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if it did, I never traded him.
You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose get large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube with you for free.
This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody.
What's up?
How are you, buddy?
Just watched Jamaica not qualify for the 4x1.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Shocking.
Listen, not everybody's Usain Bolt, dude.
Well, in other news, I did watch China qualify for the finals.
That's cool.
I'm just saying, like, this is a couple. These Olympics sometimes catch you off guard.
Sure.
I didn't know there was that many black people that lived in the Netherlands.
Tangibles.
He had Andrew Jones.
Yeah,
the Netherlands World Baseball Classic.
Yeah. But I'm just saying.
D.D. Gregorius.
Like, they run. Also, Germany got some sprinters. It's just the Olympics is a weird thing to watch. So I was watching watch a little golf, going back and forth to the sprinting.
They're still golfing?
Women.
Oh, all right.
They still got volleyball.
At the same time.
They got volleyball right now.
Oh, volleyball's going. Well, we got
watching
some
butt tapping.
That's true. That's why I went back to my days at Barry University, being a ball boy for the University of Puerto Rico.
Ah, very smart.
Get the headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Miami Dolphins off today. They will be back at it tomorrow.
So the day preseason off action. The
yeah, I believe so.
Not even walkthrough, nothing? Oh, okay.
I don't think they're doing anything today, dude.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's weird. That's odd. Right?
I think it is. doing joint practice and getting after it.
Usually you have joint practice, then you might not do much. But then, dude, can I just tell you?
Sure.
When Bill was a coach, the day before the game, we had full practice, pads, everything. And here's where his words. Stop complaining. You're only going to play like 10 plays tomorrow.
Fair point. fair point.
I guess I'm just amazed at how, you know, things have changed, and not necessarily how they changed. I always wonder what's the benefit, because you can't get yourself ready for hitting without hitting.
Right.
Right. There's certain aspects of football you can't get your body and your mind ready for unless you actually experience it.
Yeah. I mean, like, look, it's different strokes. You know, Mike McDaniel pretty much said yesterday that Tua's not playing in the preseason. I don't imagine many of their key players are. The Chiefs, they're playing Mahomes, you know, like, so.
But that's how I would say Andy Reid is old school, right? Yep. But you need here. The way football is now, sometimes that quick start is not only important for your standings, but important for your psyche as far as where you are, right? If you start the season trying to catch up because there's things you haven't done, for example, a running back who's never been tackled, if the first time you get tackled all year is in the first game, how are you going to know, you know, how to protect your body or hold on to the football or, you know, how to prepare for those collisions? If you've never done it, that first hit is going to be like a shock.
Sure.
So you need to experience certain things. I mean, even with Tua, and I know, you know, how we do quarterbacks now, but there's a difference in a guy holding the stopwatch saying you're holding it long. And a big old defensive lineman telling you you're holding it too long.
For sure.
You need to experience that. And without those experiences, how are we going to, you know, going into the season? Because I would hate, especially this team, right? Nobody's going to understand if they start off slow because nobody played in the preseason. Nobody ain't going to give a damn about that.
No,
and
definitely
so
not.
That's why I always worry about stuff like that, which is the same problem I have with the Jets. Like, they may sit Aaron Rodgers. He ain't played football in a year.
I think most people are doing it like this, unless you have a rookie.
I know.
I mean, not everybody. I mean, Jordan Love's playing. Mahomes is playing. So not everybody's doing it, but it does feel like most teams go the route of put everybody on ice until you absolutely have to.
And I'm curious. And keep in mind, you get an extra week.
Yeah, that's been for a while.
Right? But I am curious to see the numbers of those that sit versus don't, because the NFL has numbers on everything, right? I'm surprised nobody's delved into, you know, how you look starting the season after not playing preseason versus getting a little run in the preseason.
I don't know. I mean, Baltimore, you know, they don't necessarily play everybody, but they had like an undefeated streak for years.
Oh yeah,
in the preseason.
Yeah.
And they're mostly a good team. But, you know, I don't know.
Hey, anyway. I tell you what, winning is winning. I don't care what the circumstances are. I don't care. Well, look, you win, you feel good. Even if it's preseason.
Gambling time, everybody. Get those overs on Malik Washington over on catches for tomorrow. 7 o'clock is your kickoff. Game Day Uncensored. Back tomorrow, 3 o'clock. A lot of radio tomorrow for me.
Oh,
Alejandro Solana, myself, will get you ready for all the action.
3 o'clock. So that means that these bums after us don't get no show?
No show.
Oh, boo!
I think they got to do an hour. I mean, they got to do something. I'm not doing the show. I don't know what's happening between 2 and 3.
They're doing an hour. They're doing an hour.
So they're doing an hour.
We don't never get. We never got those breaks. We used to get the breaks. When we did midday and we had the Marlins,
Canes every once in a while. Canes have a tournament game, like an ACC tournament game.
Yeah, yeah. And that would only be like you miss 40 minutes because they, you know, keep in mind, college, they don't do a long pregame like they do for the Dolphins.
They got a, we do have preseason football tonight. We have the Carolina Panthers visiting the New England Patriots at 7 o'clock.
Wow. Can I just tell you, what a hell of a way to start.
Yeah.
They, how many games did Carolina win last year?
Two. I don't know. How many did they win last year? Two, four?
And
Bryce Young's not playing, by the way. He needs it.
That's what I'm see what I'm saying?
He needs it.
Like, I get it. I get you protecting, you know, your assets and all that, but man, second year quarterback?
Yep.
Already getting put on ice for the preseason?
That's right.
Yeah. So like I would like you ain't nervous, Vlad, that if Aaron Rodgers don't play, that means he have gone almost 12 months without playing a down of football?
No.
Okay.
He's been in the NFL for 18 years.
Okay, but again, I've just lived this up in Cleveland. And he's younger.
You're talking about Deshaun?
Yeah.
Is he playing in the preseason?
Yeah, but I don't know.
There's a difference between choosing not to play and getting hurt.
No. But he got hurt. Oh, and then he was suspended. He went like 2 years.
I gotta be honest with you. If my quarterback just lost a season, four plays in, he ain't playing in the preseason.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Like, I'm just, again, I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just wondering why nobody has, we crunch numbers on everything. And why don't we, because especially for somebody like Aaron Rodgers, we haven't played with these guys.
But it's different.
Like a research project for you. You seem like you're very interested in this. I think you go dive into the numbers.
But it matters though.
Does
this
it?
The way this. But
if he was learning a new offense, I can understand.
We do numbers on everything.
It's his offense.
Going forward on fourth down and doing this and doing that.
You can't just say in the ether there are numbers and yet you don't know where the numbers are.
I don't know what they are, but there are. You can figure out. Okay.
I don't think anybody cares that much.
Okay.
I don't know. Okay. That's why I'm saying you may have
I think that's my kept question. Why doesn't anybody care? I mean, at all. They just assume they guy just going to pick up and go play.
So who was in the Super Bowl? You had the Chiefs and the 49ers last year. I mean, all right, we know.
Both teams that played.
Yeah, I mean, but they have like, you know.
Why certain teams might have to play. Like the Chiefs are going to lose a couple of starters because of transactions that they did during the offseason. So,
yeah, and in fairness, one of the Chiefs' best players didn't even play till week two because he was holding out. Chris Jones didn't play.
Right.
Nick Bosa also didn't play at all in the preseason. He held out.
And Kelce.
Because I was laughing at this clip the other day from Colin Cowherd because he was like,
the 49ers, they never bend the knee to their players. I'm like, Nick Bosa held out all of last year. They paid his ass.
So did Deebo Samuel. So now they're not doing with Brandon Ayuk, and all of a sudden you think they're tough guys?
And I would say this, and you guys can, if you agree, did you ever consider Brandon Ayuk more important than Deebo Samuel?
No.
You see what I'm saying? So what if they think that too, and they go, hold up.
They do.
We not like.
Well, it sounds like they have, but I just think it's funny. Right. They're like, oh, the 49ers don't pay anybody. I'm like, what are you guys talking about?
I'm saying. Like, you have to also understand what they think about that player. Just because you have determined by looking at his numbers that he's a stud. You know who it is? Who's the wide receiver that played opposite of in the 90s, played opposite of
Alvin Harper.
Michael Irvin?
Alvin Harper.
Same exact situation, right?
Yeah, he got the second Super Bowl.
Paid by Tampa, and we have never seen him again.
Well, I mean, clearly he's past his prime, but we never did see him after
that. I'm just saying, there was a situation once he went to Tampa, and they tried to make him the guy. Oh.
I was just laughing because they were comparing to the Dolphins paying everybody. And I'm like, they just paid everybody like last year. Like, what are you guys talking about? Like, congratulations. Meanwhile, Team USA, they play their semifinal game today against Serbia. 3 o'clock.
Did the women play yesterday?
Yes, they beat Nigeria.
steamrolled them or
wasn't very close.
Okay.
Wasn't very close. The other semifinal game, Germany and France, 11 a.m. today. 11 a.m.
Right in our
We do have to keep an eye on Joel Embiid. He is dealing with ankle soreness, which is why he did not play in the second half against Brazil in the quarterfinal. Why are you laughing at that?
Because here, let me tell you why. Now, see, I'm going to do a Tolman because I know what's happening here. Joel Embiid ain't playing against Joker and all them guys because he can't stay in front of nobody. So he got a little boo-boo on his ankle. They're going to say, we're going to rest him out of precaution. And then they're going to put Bam and AD to lock that thing down.
So wait, y'all ain't fooling you said, nobody. So you saying they started this from the second half of the...
We got a phantom injury? Yeah,
the Brazil game.
Yeah, but on a blowout. In a
so
blowout.
So that would explain why Kerr and Spo was looking at him, getting up. When we're he's probably like, hey, we're trying to say you're hurt
that
here.
That does actually explain
don't celebrate. Hey, don't celebrate.
Why, if he's so sore, why is he had? Why is he?
Now we know what the look is
that's
for.
That's what the great, look was
why,
for.
Why is he giving Tyrese Halliburton a piggyback ride?
I'm getting back to the bottom of
that's, this. That's the reason why. Like, yo, we're trying to.
Dummy, your ankles hurt. I was like,
solved it.
Got
Detective.
It.
So Detective Vlad is on the case.
So what? So today, when we see Joel Embiid not playing, first of all, with the way AD and Bam and Ant-Man was locking him down, how much was he going to play anyway? So now, we just going to take some precaution with that ankle.
Hold on.
So he don't get him feelings hurt.
Hold on.
Right?
Hold on. I like that we brought this up because this goes right into Tobin. I'm throwing you a fastball right down the middle, Tobin.
Yeah.
Remember, Jason Tatum didn't play the first game against Serbia because, quote unquote, this was not going to be an athletic game. Right? Mm-hmm. It was a bad matchup. But if Embiid is sitting down, doesn't that mean Jason Tatum would have to play now a little bit more? Not because
one would think he was the 11th man in the last game. He didn't get in until after both squads got in.
But but by theory, if you're Steve Kerr, Jason Tatum should sit down again.
My theory would be if Joel Embiid is out, yeah, I think Jason Tatum sits and they start AD and Bam will be the center coming off the bench.
So we won't have no Tatum or Embiid. There should be no Tatum and Embiid. Today.
Yeah, hard to say, but I think you might be right, Vlad. You might be right.
Because you know, they got the lockdown crew. Derek White, Bam, Ant-Man, AD. Shutting it down.
We'll take a quick break.
And is Drew back?
Yeah, Drew's back.
Yeah,
He's coming back.
Okay. Yep.
He played great last game.
I can't take believe a break. I like the Celtics guards like that.
I know, it's crazy, right?
Take a break. Back after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's a nice cold reward.
Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hey, Country Bay Music Festival is back November 9th and 10th at Miami Marine Stadium. We got your chance to win a pair of two-day general admission tickets to see Zach Brown Band, Carrie Underwood. Diplo presents Thomas Wesley. Dustin Lynch going to be there. Keep on listening to our show for more info on how you can win. If you can't win your way in, purchase tickets, countrybaymusicfestival.com. Miami Heat showdown today in the semifinals. You got Team USA. Well, we hope. I mean, I don't know if Jovic is all the way healthy. I'm hoping that he's healthy. Gotta imagine he got over the BGs in a couple of days, yeah?
Who are you going to root for, you bum?
America, of course, America. I've already been at this. I told you, Serbia is my team unless they face America. So this, you know, this is it's a tough one for my Serbs because, you know, they're going to get their asses kicked today. But, you know, the bronze is still looming. Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't know. You either all in or you all out. That seemed kind of.
I am all in, but
two teams.
I don't see what the big problem is. We're just having fun, baby. Mm-hmm. We're just having fun. I'm rooting for America. I'm rooting for America. LeBron, Steph, even Embiid and Dan.
Oh, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. If some strange reason, Jokic plays the whole game.
Yep.
That's the only way they're not going to give up a boatload of points.
Which, by the way, I just, as an aside, very irresponsible of the Serbs if they do that.
And Serbia wins. Are you going to root for Serbia in the gold medal game?
If Serbia wins?
Yeah.
Of course.
See?
Of course. Why wouldn't I?
Like, here's the deal. And
my hands are washed at that point.
I experienced this. Because people ask me, if Ohio State beat Michigan and go to the playoff, are you going to root for Ohio State to win a national championship because they're in the Big Ten?
No, that's stupid. That's not the same thing.
Why not?
Because they're your rival and you hate them. I don't have any ill will against Serbia, you know? They seem like lovely people. I love their accents. And Jovic, dude. So I really have nothing against them other than they're not Team USA. So if for some reason...
You basically got two of the four teams, so you can't lose.
No, I can lose because, I mean, like, America, don't lose to Serbia today. Like, that would be a great embarrassment. Don't lose to Serbia. You crushed them twice.
Right.
Crushed them. If this team loses to Serbia, it's you know how it is. It's a failure for America. There is only one option for Team USA. That's gold. That's it. Everything else, shame. So yeah. All the goodwill that Bam has gotten and Ann has gotten and everybody else, shame. Shame forever.
All right.
That being said, like if that scenario did happen, like I think a better question would be if I was watching today's game, tie game, it swings out to Jovic and he hits a three for the win, will I be happy? Hard to say.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you're a traitor. You're so a traitor.
Hey.
Done with you.
If he becomes a Serbian hero.
Hey, that was, see, that's where I was trying to get.
That's where you're trying to get.
But I appreciate you taking me there, you bum.
What do you mean, dude? It's just hard to say.
That's shady.
It's hard to say. That's nasty work. I don't know how I feel.
Nasty work. You're unpatriotic.
No, I
he's saying, I hate to lose, but I'm glad it was Jovic.
I root for one nation, and that is Heat Nation. And if this is to happen, if this is to happen and Jovic were to hit a game-winning three, it would hurt. I would feel shame, but also goosies.
No, don't come in here with that. I'm telling you now. If Hold something on. Like that happens, don't come up in here with that tomorrow.
Vlad.
No, if, I'm just telling you. No, no.
Just hear me out. Just hear me out. Vlad, if Jalen Brunson was Jalen Brunsonich and he was Serbian and he hit the game-winning three against America, how would you feel?
I feel hurt. At the end of the day, I'm still American, bro.
Wow. All right.
Hey, like, Jason Jalen American.
Jalen Brunsonovich.
Brunsonovich.
Oh, man. Listen, if it was Kristaps Porzingis when he was playing for the Knicks and he was in Latvia. No, I'm sorry. At the end of the day, you still root for, you know, those three letters, USA. Even if it is your guy.
Well, Tyler, like, your loyalties are...
It's Heat.
Wishy-washy.
No, it's not wishy-washy. You got to respect it. It's nasty, but you can respect it in a way because it's always about a Heat. Schmeathen said it. He's not an American. He's a Heatican. So it's I got to give him credit for that. So it's always about the Heat. Always. Because you know who his favorite player is. It's not even an American. His favorite player is Goran.
Yo, Goran, yeah.
He's not my favorite player.
You love him.
All time. But Goran's in the top five.
He might be in the top three the way you love Goran.
I love Gogi. That's my guy. Yeah, I would say, I would say it probably goes D-Wade, Udonis. And then Gogi could definitely be in the race.
Wow.
He might medal.
Wow.
Yeah, bro. If you really listen, if you've listened over the last 6 years, his love.
I'm going to say this. Here's my Heat players. I'm going to go D-Wade, LeBron, and Glenn Rice.
Oh, well, that's understandable. That's your guy.
And then fourth is Bam.
Fourth is Bam is
until the dominoes. Until the dominoes battle.
No, my because I would say of all the players, I appreciate his ascension more than anybody's. D Wade was great as soon as he hit the floor. Boom. Okay, but the way that all the different things they've asked Bam to do to now get to this point, I'm extremely impressed by that.
Look, I don't want the scenario to happen. And then, I don't want Serbia to win, and I certainly don't want I don't want this. But if it did come down to that, if Nikola Jovic hit a game winner today to send them to the gold medal game, it's tough not to feel the goosies for that.
I'm gonna tell you what. I'm gonna knock your gooses the bleep out.
No, let me ask you.
If you come
this.
Here with that foolishness,
no.
I'm just telling you right now.
Leave
I'm
it.
Telling you right now. I'm gonna say, hey. Tobes, I got something for you. What's your address? And then I'm going to drive over there. Have a nice day.
Leroy,
you're going to be with the possum.
Let me ask you this, Leroy. Tobin, ask him. Let's see his answer for this.
Okay, okay.
If Spo was the national team's head coach, and your boy did that to his
professional head coach.
Oh, That would change it. So because Steve Kerr is the head coach and Spo's the assistant coach, if Nico does that, you're all right with it. But if Spo was the national team's head coach, you would not have
any good feelings, but I would feel bad for Spo. I would feel bad for Bam. Now, if this
you feel bad for Bam now.
That's what I'm saying. Why wouldn't you feel bad
for goodness.
If there was a phantom game? Well, if there was
Even using your theory, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Bam is higher up on your Heat list than Jovic.
Yeah.
So
that's my guy.
Expose your second favorite coach, right?
That's how you go. Even in Tobin life,
that's why
highest on the totem pole. That's who I'm rolling with.
That is who I'm rolling with. I'm not disputing that.
Happy if Bam get his heart broke.
Well, listen, he should have done more in that case. If they would have gotten to a point where Serbia has a chance for the win,
hey,
you should have taken care of business.
Hey, can I just say this? You need to stop.
Why?
You are digging yourself one hell of a hole.
Yeah,
you're saying I'm a bad American.
I felt good for a supposed
Nikola Jovic game winner three.
Yes. You know what?
You're planning.
You might as well come in here speaking Serbian.
Yeah, you're manifesting this.
Might as well.
You're trying to manifest this.
I'm not trying to manifest this. I think Serbia's going to get crushed.
Don't even put it out there in the.
I think Serbia's going to get crushed. I'm probably going to put some chili peppers on Bam today.
No, that don't. Just because you put a little chili peppers on it. No, no, he tried. Hey, you see how he tried to back.
He's trying to finagle. Yeah, he's
trying to ruin him. I am wearing my bald eagle underpants today. I am an American.
The same way I figured out the whole Joel Embiid situation, I see what you're doing. You ain't fooling me. You are not fooling me. Talk about, you think I'm not American? I'm gonna put some money on it.
I'm gonna put some money on it, dude.
We're sitting here.
Remember when
I care about your $5 bet?
When Rebecca Andrade wins the gold medal and Simone Biles is given respect, that's a nice moment. You can respect a nice moment.
About 37 of them.
Well, you know,
and she's the oldest person in gymnastics right now.
Here's the interesting question. Can I ask you an interesting question? So the Heat, they put banners up, Olympic banners up, right? And if you win the gold medal, D-Wade has one, Zoe has one, Bam has one.
You see what this guy's thinking about? You see what this guy? No, you see what this guy's?
Yeah, right.
You see what he's thinking about, Leroy? Yeah. Do you understand what he's trying to put? He's trying to say.
And do he put Jovic up?
If Jovic,
if it's a Serbian gold medal, does Jovic get one?
Dude. Why are you stabbing me in my heart right now?
I'm saying.
Dude, hey.
Heat Game Ops needs to be asked.
Benedict Tobin.
This is not allowed.
What's fair is fair, though. You would say, like, if the Heat have Olympic banners, that they're all for Team USA. You said,
Tobin is giving some Game of Thrones.
Absolutely.
You little finger.
I'm not little finger.
Yes,
I want America to win.
Yes,
I'm just saying.
Are.
Just take a trip with me.
Nico, I'm American, but I still root for you.
Be so proud of you, Nico. They better put a banner, Serbian banner, in Heat Arena. Plus mixed contract.
Oh, they sound
already a contract.
Take a break. Back with more silly sauce after this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. I'm going to root for America. I just want this to be clear. You know, everybody. I don't like.
I'm questioning your Americanism.
I'm not. I am so American. You know, you got to leave yourself some wiggle room for crazy scenarios.
That's Benedict Arnold. That's the type of stuff that Benedict Arnolds do.
No, that's Littlefinger. That way you always survive.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
You getting a feel for where it's going? Right? Because you know if Jovi's getting off and the game's close. Ooh, Jovi. Heat player. Jovi killing it.
I can't deny it. Like, if Jovic has a run today where he's cooking, he has that signature moment and sends his team to the gold medal game. I can't deny what I'm going to feel.
Somebody said, you're not little finger, you're chicken finger.
Delicious.
Oh, hey, you know what? I had some last night.
You had chicken fingers last night?
No. Don't.
Huey Magoo's?
No. I'm going to tell y'all. Sneaky good. Flanagan's.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know how they're chicken tenders.
Nice and meaty. Had me some ribs.
Sounds good.
Oh, I didn't even get the rib rolls. That's a staple.
Timbo slices keep the same energy, Leroy, when it's Browns versus Dolphins. Agreed. Where do your loyalties lie?
With the Browns.
I know where they lie. He's going with the Browns.
I play for the Browns.
Oh, come on, though, dude.
No. I play for the Browns. There is no mistake. I played for the Browns.
This is ridiculous.
What do you want me to say?
So if playoffs are on the line coming in in that lot, what is that, week 15, that game?
Yep. December
20th. Rooting for the Browns?
Yes.
You're rooting for your happiness, not our happiness? You're rooting for Jay Crawford's happiness, not my happiness?
I played for the Browns. This is not the same situation.
ridiculous.
It's not even close to the same situation. I played for the Browns.
I kind of feel like it, but like, you know, I root for the Heat.
I played for the Browns.
I root for the Heat. I root for Jovich.
I played for the Browns. See, you don't have as much skin as I got. You are a fan. I played for them. That's a big difference.
A lot of good that did. They left their damn city, went to Baltimore.
I'm not Benedict nobody. I've never I never flip-flopped.
Now we know where it is.
No, you now it's out there. Why and why wouldn't I? Just because I just said it?
Well, what about us, dude?
What about you?
You do 15.
Just like, guess what? Just like all the stuff I said about Miami this year and what I think they're gonna do to Hurricanes, if they should happen to play Michigan, guess what? Listen, I ain't being phony, I ain't being fake, that's being real. If y'all can't deal with that, that's a you problem.
You do 20 hours of radio in Miami a week. So, you talk to Jay Crawford for 20 minutes.
And I played for the Browns.
Ridiculous.
That means I have actual skin in the game. I don't know you understand what the problem is. Is that any different than Vlad rooting for the Jets?
So, okay, let me just say this.
Is that any different?
Hold on.
For the Browns.
Hear me out.
Go.
So let's just say in this scenario, I'm going to tell you what week is that? Is that week 15, that game?
December 29th.
All right. Playoffs could be clinched with a Dolphins win. All right. Tua throws a game-winning touchdown to Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Dolphins clinch a playoff berth.
Yeah.
You're not going to feel good?
Yeah, I will.
For Tua?
Yeah, I will.
That's the same thing I'm doing for Serbia.
No, it's not. But guess what? See, the equivalent to that would be, I'm rooting for Serbia, if you were to say that, right? You see, you understand what I'm saying?
No, you just got to leave a little room for your heartstrings.
There's not a little room.
A little room.
You asked me to, look, y'all could beat around the bush and say what you want. I played for the Browns. I will root for the Browns. I will root for the Vikings, right? In fact, it's one of the reasons why I never, ever, ever, if I have a chili pepper, do chili peppers on the Heat, on the Dolphins, the Browns, or the Vikings. Never.
Mm-hmm.
Too emotional.
Really? You won't ever I love betting on my team.
Right, exactly.
You don't ever bet against them?
No. Mm-hmm. No bets at all.
Interesting.
So, like, the only thing y'all shocked with is I'm just being honest right up front.
No, it's not that, you know, I'm not shocked. I can't say I'm shocked. But I'm just saying, but you're saying that you would feel some goosies for Tua if he were to use that win.
Wait a minute. There's nobody down here that have defended Tua more than me.
Interesting.
He just got you, Leroy.
Your initial loyalties, but for a player you root for, you would feel good for them.
For a team that I played for.
Okay, well, you know what, Leroy? Congratulations, you played for.
Wait, this is not a surprise.
What do you mean?
This is not a shocker.
What do you mean?
That I would root for the Browns?
It's not a shocker, but okay. I'm just saying.
It's just like any other radio person here from New York.
But I root for America. But I'm leaving some wiggle room to feel good for my guy on the Serbian team.
You don't have the same ties as I have to the two teams.
I'm American! Exactly. Dude.
And he plays for Serbia.
I know, but see, this is where your blind spot is. This is why I have you boxed in. You can't even see. Oh, because I am rooting for America with a little bit of a wiggle room for a Serbian that I root for.
I'm talking here. Here's the difference. Do I not root for the Dolphins?
Mm-hmm.
There's one exception.
Right. But you would feel good.
You don't root for Serbia.
But would you feel good? I rooted for Serbia in the World Cup last year. How dare you? I've been a longtime Serbian supporter. And second of all,
is it safe to say that the skin that I have in this game is a little bit more than the skin you have in Serbia, U.S.?
No, because you're missing this is why you're missing the fastball, okay? I don't have my initial loyalties to Serbia. My Browns in this scenario is America. That's my Browns because I'm American. However,
Yeah, but you don't cover Serbia.
Oh, I cover Serbia, dude. Nobody covers Serbia like I do.
So you're saying me covering the Dolphins is the equivalent to you covering Serbia?
Yes. I have a we have a large
I've lived down here since 1993.
You laugh. We have a lot of Serbians who watch us on YouTube.
I have a question, Leroy. Who do you root for when the Browns play the Vikings?
The Browns.
So it's Browns all it's Browns over everything. Everyone. It's BOE.
Yeah, even though I had most people affiliate me with the Browns, even though in my career I had more success with the Vikings.
Yeah.
Yeah. But in this
case, it's a crazy thing.
The Dolphins are your Serbia and Tua is your Jovic.
No, but I would say, listen, your loyalties to Serbia are much different than my loyalties to the Browns.
Okay. The Dolphins are Serbia here. They are not the Browns.
But
Browns are America.
Wait. The only reason why you give two poops about Serbia is because of Jovic.
Yeah, but the only reason...
Okay, but that's recent. I've been covering the Dolphins since I've been doing radio.
No, actually, it's not different because Tua has only been playing...
So, me and what I do with the Dolphins...
Mm-hmm.
It's the same as what you do with Serbia?
In this scenario, it is.
No, it's not, dude. I have to cover the players, and we interview them, and we do all kinds of stuff like that.
We've never interviewed Jovic. We've interviewed Jovic multiple times, more than we have.
That's it, though. He's been here 2 years.
Tua's only really played 2 years of football.
I've been covering the Dolphins since I started this radio.
But what would give you the biggest goosies in a Browns defeat? Would it not be a Tua performance to shut everybody up?
Of course.
Toby, do you love Nico more than you love Tua?
I don't like this question.
I think this question is fair.
Can I just tell you, Vlad? Here's the difference between me and Toby. I just answer the question honestly, right? Well, I'll take the heat or whatever. If you don't understand where I'm coming from, the hell with you. But he tries to stay in the middle and be liked by both sides and never.
I'm not trying to be liked by both sides. I'm the only one who's been honest about this the entire time.
Yeah, I'm not answering that.
Tobin, you're like some of the fine artists in South Florida who know how to, you know, straddle because you're straddling the fence right now.
You are, dude. You really are.
You are worse than Titsy Girls right now.
Hard to say. How is my hard to say in this argument?
It is hard to say. Who do I love more?
Wait, if I would have said that, you would have said, oh, dude, we know.
If I love Tua or if I love Jovic more, I don't like that question.
But that's a fair question because you were just.
Is it a fair question?
Yeah, because look what you were doing. No, Leroy, look what you were doing. You were like, oh, Tua's only been playing 2 years. Now you're taking shots at Leroy's.
Well, who do you root for? Hold on, Leroy. Who do you root for more, Deshaun Watson or Tua?
Tua.
Doesn't make sense. So how's that your A team?
Never played bat football for the Browns.
Interesting.
He ain't played football for the Browns enough for me to, but I'm.
Wiggle room. All of a sudden, we're playing both sides.
Toby's
shaking like he just got a BBL surgery.
He just tries to discard the reality of it. Say what he want to say so we get the stink off him.
There's no stink. You're playing both sides here, and you're acting.
I'm not playing both sides.
You're playing both sides. Deshaun
Watson hasn't played football. I have been the only one down here.
Thought it was Browns over everything.
About his first 2 years and where he's come from those first 2 years to be the player that he is. There's nobody that's defended him more than me.
I'm not saying that you haven't defended Tua. I know what your Tua credentials are. It's just a little weird. You just said Browns over everything, but now all of a sudden it's Tua over Deshaun Watson.
Because Tua, I got more skin in the game with Tua because Deshaun has not played.
So you would agree that you should root for the Dolphins against the Browns?
No. I'm not changing my mind on that.
I think you're more in on the Dolphins than you think you are.
No, I'm telling you I am. But sounds like you actually said it up front.
And I think I've boxed you in twice here.
Like you've been.
I've not been flip-flopping.
You've both been boxed.
I've been honest. I think your feelings are a lot murkier than you think they are.
No, they're not.
I think they are. No, I think you're more Dolphins than Browns than you realize.
No.
I think you've been won over.
No. Okay. Guess what? When the Browns played the Dolphins down here, right?
It's not that.
And I didn't get, and I got tickets, and I bought tickets for people at the Cleveland Clinic, and I went to the game.
Right.
What was I wearing?
I don't know.
Brown stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, I'm not. Listen,
guys, got your
first of all, back, all you phonies living down here in Miami that are New York fans, don't come at me, right? Don't sit here and talk trash to me, right? Mm-hmm. You can't do it. Okay, I'm just being honest about it. And then all of a sudden, oh, turncoat, oh, wishy-washy.
I'm not calling you a turncoat.
The fact is, I haven't been wishy-washy.
Ah, I don't know. This whole segment, you just were, because you just said, I root for the Browns over everything, which I'm fine with. I don't like it, but I'm fine with. But then all of a sudden, you're like, but I root for Tua more than Deshaun Watson. Yes, it's a little bit weird.
I told you why.
I get it, but your explanation doesn't really hold weight.
Dude, last year the Browns won a playoff game with Joe Flacco. Hold
so on, you Leroy. Love Joe Flacco more than Tua?
Hold on, Leroy.
No.
Do you vote, Tobin, do you root for more for Bam or Nico?
Bam.
So then you're rooting for Team USA.
I've said that, though.
Okay, so then there's no wiggle room for you to be like, oh, no, I'm rooting for Bam. You see, because you're trying to get Leroy.
I am rooting for Bam.
You're trying to get Leroy on this Tua Deshaun Watson situation.
No,
but
what
your
I'm
love
saying
for
is-
Nico, hold on. But you have a love for Nico, but you also have a love for Bam and Spo.
What I'm trying to do, Vlad, is right? say there is no judgment here. I think you should let me have my feelings, and I'll let Leroy have his feelings. He's trying to have me toe the line on one, and yet, by the way, he's jumping on both sides of the fence.
No, I'm not.
Okay, dude.
No, I'm not. I'm not at all.
I don't understand how you could say that to me in a straight face. Because you have said you root for the Browns over the Dolphins, which I don't like, but I'll accept because you play for the Browns.
Right.
However, in the same breath, say I have more skin in the Tua game than the Deshaun Watson game.
As evident by this radio show and what we've done the last 4 years Tua's been here.
But how can you pick Deshaun Watson over Tua if you're going to be Browns? Or how can you pick Tua over Deshaun Watson if you're going to pick Browns over Dolphins?
Let's do it this way. Okay, right? I'm a Browns fan whoever put – I don't care who puts that uniform on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I have a lot of skin in the game with Tua,
mm-hmm.
and I really want Tua to be able to go to the middle of the field and show his ass to everybody.
Would too.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And that's because of what I've said the last 4 years with Tua.
Right.
There's nobody – I've been in more fights over Tua – than I have about Deshaun Watson. So I got skin in the game as far as Tua's concerned. But if Tua plays the Browns, I wish him no success. There.
Oh, you're a bastard.
There.
Oh, you're a bastard.
There.
Don't use my line. Don't use my white horse line. No.
Wait,
you're a bastard.
I'm
so mad at you. Right. I'm so mad at you.
I like it.
I will feel how I feel. No, you want something? Dude, I'm going to feel how I want to feel. You feel how you want to feel.
Yeah.
Bastard.
2 minute Nico. Now all of a sudden you're a big fan of Nico.
I've been a big fan of Nico.
Great. And how many times did you trade Nico? How many times did you say? And I would, by the way, I was the one that said I wouldn't trade Nico.
For Dame Dollar, baby.
Did you see? There you go. So you wish you were.
Oh, wow. That's nasty work, Tobin. That is no nasty Dollar, work. Baby.
There is no circumstance that you presented. There's no circumstance that you presented where I said I would not be a Browns fan. None.
Look at the wiggle.
At least I was consistent with who I was.
Unless Tua throws a game-winning touchdown, then you're happy for Tua.
I'm going to be mad.
Okay, dude. Okay. You're going to be going. Yeah. You're going to be peacocking for Tua the next day.
Soon as the whale comes up, well, hey, Peter Pan, if you want to get the big-time players, you're going to have to give up some of those players. Bye, Nico. That's you. That would be you.
Lil Sweetener.
Yeah.
Back after this.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.